Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low. With my New York brim and my gold tooth display, nobody give me trouble because they know I got it made. I'm back.
All right, Fifth Grade Dime on the show. She's a senior fellow with Manhattan Institute, an outstanding economist, the author of a number of books on these issues, and she's our good friend, Diana Ferscott-Roth. Welcome back to the show. Thank you for hanging out with us. And the minimum wage, Diana, has been raised a couple of times in the last few years. It's now at $7.15, I think, $7.25, I've forgotten exactly. And there's a new push by labor to raise minimum wage. In fact, there were a bunch of protests around the country recently in favor of doubling the minimum wage. So you've been reporting and writing on this topic recently. Talk to us about that.
Well, what's really interesting is that workers who are seeking a pay raise, if you're a worker, you were seeking a pay raise, you'd be expected to ask for about a 10% or 15% raise. Say you were making $7.25. You might go on strike saying you want maybe $9. You wouldn't go on strike saying you want $15. And sure enough, it's not the workers who are behind these fast food strikes. It's these worker centers called Fast Food Forward and Low Pay Is Not Okay. They're funded by the SEIU, the Large Service Employees International Union, and and this is a massive effort. It's not a grassroots movement from the workers. It's the SEIU paying these worker centers to do things that the SEIU is not allowed to do. They're using these worker centers as fronts because, believe it or not, unions are not allowed to organize these pickets and demonstrations to this effect. Unions have to have representatives who are elected by the workers. None of these workers who are so-called striking for $50 an hour have elected the people who are saying this. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not the worker representative, representatives. It's Fast Food Forward, which is funded by New York Communities for Change, which was set up to represent Acorn. Do you remember Acorn, Jim? It
of
went
course,
out of business, yeah, of close to financial
folks, these
shenanigans.
These are all basically. I'm going to make a strong statement here. These are basically communist type units. I mean, organizations. These are not organizations that are anywhere near the mainstream of America, Diana.
Well. Exactly. So when Acorn went out of business, it was replaced by New York Communities for Change. It has the same leader. It's at the same address in Brooklyn. Jonathan Weston, the former Acorn organizer, now heads New York Communities for Change. It's directing Fast Food Forward, which is promoting this campaign of $15 an hour for fast food workers. And this is not helping the workers because, first of all, there would be fewer of them hired. Second, these fast food chains, some of them would close down. You know, you see a Burger King right next to a Wendy's, right next to a Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, if these people had to be paid $15 an hour, there wouldn't be as many fast food restaurants, wouldn't be as many jobs.
Right.
Prices of the food would go up. People
It'd
on low
more
income.
Kiosks, and you'd be waiting on yourself more because you'd be using a kiosk.
Well, exactly. That's right. Yes. And also, these worker centers do not have to file the financial transparency forms, the LM2 forms that unions have to file. So what's important is these worker centers are being used to get around the measures that Congress has put on unions to discipline unions and to make sure unions function properly. Also, unions are not 501c3 organizations. They're not tax-exempt, but some worker centers are tax-exempt organizations, so they get tax-exempt, they get charitable contributions.
Right. Well, one of the things that it should be pointed out, Diana, is that I remember years ago, decades ago, when there was a minimum wage increase, it was actually an inflationary event. In other words, it raised, there were so many union contracts that were tied to the minimum wage, and plus all of the people who were making minimum wage, and the people, and there was upward pressure, it put upward pressure on all wages, that it was actually an inflationary event that you could measure. Today, that's not the case, because more and more, there aren't as many union contracts out there anymore, that's one thing, but another thing is employers have other options. If we have technology today that allows us to have the option of not hiring another person, but maybe bringing on another piece of technology, and so it's not as inflationary, and that's the reason why, in my opinion, Diana, the argument for minimum wage increase doesn't have as much clout as it used to have. What do you think?
No, I think that's right. A minimum wage increase would be very destructive. Half minimum wage workers are teens. They wouldn't be hired at $15 an hour. It's the entry point into the workforce for low-skill teen workers. We want to keep that entry point into the workforce. Otherwise, the only solution is unemployment, like in Europe. In Europe,
I've got to take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Diana to talk to us about where this is going. What are the chances of a minimum wage increase? And we'll get her thoughts on that. Diana, you want to give us a website, please?
www.manhattan-institute.org.
Manhattaninstitute.org. And Diana and I will be right back after these messages. By the way, her book is Regulating to Disaster. And her other book is called Women's Figures, an illustrated guide to the economic progress of women in America. Diana Furscott-Roth.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.